This is the Territory Story Podcast News Bites. Thanks to Opie Dennis Digital Marketing, your local digital marketing agency.
Hello there. Welcome to you wherever you're listening. This is the Territory Story Podcast News Bites. My name is Peter Gowers. I hope you had a great Christmas and New Year break. Welcome to the first episode for 2024. Let's head straight now to the NT Independent online newspaper. A chat with the editor, Chris Walshy. How are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, Pete. Good to see you in this new year.
Yeah, happy new year to you, my friend. Did you get up to any mischief in the break?
No, man. I just took the break. I just needed the break. It was a long year.
Yes. As a parent of a youngster like I am, there's no such thing as time off for parents at Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, that's right. And we took a trip to the Gold Coast and did all of that. So the little five-year-old has been knocked out and I'm broke. So
there you go.
It's a good holiday.
That's how it works. Yep. Swim them until they can't keep their eyes awake or their eyes open anymore. That's my motto anyway.
Yeah.
Mate, as you well know, the news doesn't stop for anyone. So we're back into it for another year. And automatically there's things to talk about, not least of which it appears that the new chief minister may be singing from the old chief minister's same hymn sheet with regards to ministerial travel.
Yeah, that's right, Pete. Look, I found this very odd. And I was thinking the other day, I was like, you know, would the new chief minister, will Eva Lawler be taking a trip? Surely she won't. You know, all chief ministers want to go on some overseas trip. She's got 7 months to the election. She's come in under these circumstances where the previous chief ministers had to resign for integrity issues. Surely she wouldn't be taking a trip overseas. And then sure enough, Tuesday morning, they've announced that she's heading to Japan for quote-unquote trade talks. We're not sure what trade exactly.
Yep.
There was everything thrown in there as to reasons why it was needed. But I think probably the worst part about it all, and we went to them, and they are responding to us now, although they're not giving us answers. They didn't promise us answers, I guess. They promised.
That is true. They just said, morning, Chris. Happy New Year.
Yeah, so we said to them, like, okay, but what are the costs of this? Who's going? How long is this for? Who are you meeting with? You know, we sent these questions on, and they said, well, and they didn't answer any of those. And they said, well, the cost.
And who on God's green earth said you were qualified to talk international trade?
Yeah.
Show me where Albo signed off on that.
I don't understand why they would do this and do it like this and not even provide those costings. So they said then on Sunday when she departs, that's when they'll release the cost. Now, I don't know if they failed, if their memory is that bad, that they don't recall that Files just got in trouble not too long ago for doing the same thing, taking off to the U.S., meeting guys she wasn't qualified to meet with, and Burger King's off the I-95 outside of Washington, D.C., claiming they were security experts. It's so weird and just such a dumb, really political move, because you know that's going to annoy people straight away that she would do this. And of course, the CLP came out and criticized her for taking off in the middle of crises, the ongoing crises that haven't been resolved yet. And then not revealing exactly what taxpayers are paying for this and what they're going to get out of it. You know, it came, this justification was that they threw in stuff about international students. They said that it was about the service export industry.
Right.
And you go look up what that means, because I had to, like, and I'm still not clear on it all.
They seem like two words that are used often, but never together, and together mean absolutely nothing.
Well, yeah, it's a bizarre phrase. And anyway, and then they had somebody from a college involved in this. We don't know if they're going on the trip or not, but it was in the press release about it, the statement about it. And then, but then she did the press conference where she then brought up the fact that because of the Barossa Santos legal case, and the high court ruling that they can now continue with the pipeline off the Tiwi Islands, that she now has to go for some reason to INPEX. That has nothing to do with that, and tell them that the NT is backing its gas industry. They were just, look, it just looked like they were throwing everything they could to try and justify the trip and coming up with things on the fly if they needed to. And not a good look for a new chief minister coming.
No.
You got to question if they're taking the job seriously at this point.
Absolutely. And she does know there's an INPEX office in Darwin, right?
or head down to even if she was going to meet with Santos over that to you know, because they're involved, but she couldn't go to Perth for that. That would be too easy. Look, it all just comes back to that idea that like every chief minister wants to get some sort of overseas trip, and this is, I guess, going to be hers. But to do it now, the timing's really bad, and to not be upfront with taxpayers about what it's costing, not a good look in this kind of, you know, just a few weeks into her leadership.
Correct. And former deputy leader Chris Nicole Jobs Madison has decided that it's all not worth hanging around for. She's pulled the pin.
Yeah, I guess we weren't surprised by this. Look, one with the jobs, I couldn't help but use that in the headline because I just thought the irony of that's so funny. She kept going on about that, yet she says she has no job lined up to go to.
That's weird.
Yeah. But look, she's just followed through on a threat that she made to caucus, her own caucus members, that if they didn't vote for her to be chief minister, that she would leave the party. And she's done that now, and she's followed through on the threat. And
it speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah, and everyone can sleep more soundly at night knowing that she's no longer around to screw something up. Because, look, the only thing that she possibly got accolades for was mining, when she became mines and industry minister. And they came out and said how much they loved her and stuff. And you got to be really concerned, us as Territorians. Like, one, I'm sure the people in Wanguri, which I am one, didn't elect her to be buddy buddies with industry, the mining industry. But anyway, this is where she is. And they had come out and said it was the Minerals Council after, you know, first came out that she wouldn't be in cabinet when Eva Lawler came in last month. They actually came out and said, unfortunately for our industry, meaning like entire industry, Nicole Madison has decided to step down from cabinet. Minerals Council NT Chief Executive Catherine Tillmouth told the NT News last month, "We're disappointed to lose her, but respect her choices." But we know, and we'll get into it more on the weekend with everything, but we know that she leaves a checkered past, as we said here, as a minister. We know she's beloved in Wanguri for reasons that I still can't understand, and I'm there. Except that, look, I've always said that she would
puts on a good pizza night, Chris, I believe.
Yeah, taxpayers' expense. She would have made a great alderman, and I've said that before on here, and I stand by that. As a terrible minister, and we'll get into all of that. But you look at police and what she did there. Let's not forget about Treasury and exactly how she led us to the, you know, back in late 2018, Christmas 2018, she had to come out and admit that we were in a financial crisis that her and her government had no plans to fix. They were asking for the public's help, remember, back then. How do we get out of this mess? So, I don't think anyone's really losing anything by Madison leaving. She then, you know, painted herself as that it was some sort of struggle that she had, that she's the first woman in the history of the human race to have a career and children at the same time. And, you know, I'm a man saying that, but you know, my mother had a career and raised two children by herself and had a professional career. She's not the first person to do this and to do this. And she was on ABC Radio saying all of this and about how women look up to her. Look, there's a lot of people struggling right now in the territory. And I think for someone as self-entitled as Nicole Madison to say that, you know, look at how I've done this and raised my kids and been a minister and all the heavy lifting I had to do. And she said something like that, her and Files have done all this heavy lifting so that the territory's in a better place, or that it's easier for the next people to come in. It's going to be much worse. Like they have done, they've dug the territory deeper and deeper into the ground.
It is easier in a way, though, Chris, because the bar is so low now that you know it'd be hard to come in and be worse.
Well I guess she's got that going for her. Look, there's so many things here. I mean, she oversaw the police turmoil and that, the leadership issues and what happened with the Rolfe matter. Treasury just disaster, tourism following the pandemic. People were still outraged over some of those decisions. But, you know, to hear her talk, she's a legend and everybody's missing her. But really, you didn't have a lot of people coming out and putting out statements about her leaving. I don't think that anyone's missing her. And
it's so funny you say that, because when I saw Eva Lawler's statement about all that she'd achieved. All I could think of was, do you remember that Seinfeld episode where Elaine had the like the bachelor auction and she was auctioning off Kramer and he'd written down all his attributes and basically he hadn't finished school and then she said...
Oh, that's like her. That's like Madison. Yeah, keep going.
His, one of his achievements was he liked fruit, right? It's like I sort of think of her in much the same light, but I also think it's really disingenuous to try and rewrite history because we know what her, let's call them achievements in very much quote marks, are, and really it's just a litany of failures and disasters.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and to play this off, I don't know. Look, yeah, we'll get into it more. Look, one of the other things that she's going to try and sneak out here on is actually explaining whether or not she misled Parliament when she said in Parliament in November 2022 that the first time she heard about the Ken Rowe crimes was when media reported on it, which isn't true. And, of course, she was police minister when Ken Rowe was charged for the ongoing sexual abuse of a child over many years.
Yeah.
And yet she, it appears she lied to Parliament over that, that she would have known as police minister. And then we've got more details on that that hasn't been reported before. I mean, we did in a long feature that we ran last Christmas in 2022. And there's some stuff in there that's in the story now about her walking out on that part of everything and what she knew. And apparently, you know, may have covered up in the whole thing. So she doesn't walk away with clean hands by any means. And
no.
Territory is in a worse place because of some of those decisions she made as minister, that's for sure.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that in more detail on the weekend. Chris, just lastly, before I let you go, some good news for Territorians regarding flights out. I'll put it that way. They're coming back, but they're leaving too.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone's waiting for, right? So
we can
get going. So, yeah, look, Qantas announcing now today, just on Tuesday here, that they will have flights now going to Singapore, doing that Darwin-Singapore route. But, of course, now they're saying it'll add more than 60,000 seats on the route each year. I guess the government would be saying that they're hoping that people will come in from there and to Darwin, and that's entirely possible. I think a lot of Territorians would want to, are looking for any type of other options that they have for going on holiday, doing what they need to do. So this will come in, but it won't come in now until December of this year. So we're still a long ways off on that, 11 months.
Yeah.
So you would think that part of that would be the runway works, right? That's
Of course.
Ongoing this year that they put off over the pandemic when they could have done it and not really disrupted anything, but now is
makes sense to do it when flights are getting back to their peak.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what they've done. And that'll take a while. And the CLP's come out and said that while it's welcome that not enough was being done to address cost of living stuff, we can get more airlines here in the territory if we have a strong economy. To do that, we need to get law and order under control. So the CLP dying it all back into that. But I think right now, even though we're 11 months out, I think Territorians would be happy to have more options here for flights.
Absolutely. Any sort of good news in that regard is welcomed. I look forward to chatting with you on the weekend, Chris, about those stories. And I'm also going to share with you some of my thoughts and opinions on both the government and the opposition's social media strategies over the break. Interesting. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about on both fronts.
Yeah, all right. Looking forward to it, Pete. We'll see you then.
That was Chris Walsh from the NT Independent. Weekends with Walshy back again Saturday morning. That'll be released around 7 a.m. And we'll catch you again next week on the Territory Story Podcast News Bites.
That was the Territory Story News Bites for this week. Thanks to Opie Dennis Digital Marketing, your local digital marketing agency.